Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, radio family. It is that time. Welcome to the weekend edition of Community Focus. Every Saturday and Sunday mornings, heard on our intercom stations. Thank you for listening. And of course, thank you for the great company. And certainly an opportunity to welcome the great company that I, Renee Vaughn, get to have right here in the studio. She is definitely family. Mm-hmm. No stranger to Community Focus, unless you are hearing about this event for the first time. And if you are a newbie, well, welcome to the show. But you have likely heard, and this is actually going into the fifth year, so congratulations, as I welcome this fine teacher of Vandalia Elementary School, and to all of our teachers who are listening, we really appreciate what you do. Sherry Crosby, family, good morning.
Hey, fam, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm trying to make it through these rainy days.
Yeah.
Keep my head above, trying not to fall asleep. Every time I put my head back, I want to...
And there's
just a nap.
Exactly. And it's just something at times that can be soothing about rain when we've had the strangest of spring weather.
I don't know. Somebody called it a sprinter.
I've heard that. a combination of spring and winter.
It's not really spring yet. It's sprinter. It's the middle.
I think that's a new catchphrase that
We sure are.
And I think it's going to catch on
at some point. And tell them to go ahead and add it to the dictionary.
That's right. Absolutely. Yes. Well, Sherry, how are the teachers and students at Vandalia?
We are well. We are actually also working on gathering some things for the families impacted by the tornado.
Excellent.
So we're all coming together right now to do that. We had a lot of teachers that got together right after it happened and went out into the communities and gave some supplies out. So it has also given us the opportunity to come closer as a family.
Absolutely, and definitely as a community. And as I just mentioned, the fifth year... Congratulations for reading is fun. That's what we're going to talk about, family, by the way. That's our theme for the morning. And the annual Reading is Fun run. What can families expect to see that is new or different this year? Especially, as I mentioned, for those who may be new or listening to you for the first time on the program.
Right. Well, so we're going to have the same things we usually have. We're going to do the book giveaway. We're going to have carnival games. We're going to have different carnival games added in this year as
Great.
Well. But we want to add more of a carnival aspect this year. Mm-hmm. I usually sell this as an extravaganza, but I changed it to reflect a carnival.
Okay.
Because I want children to have fun.
Right.
That's the fun in the run, you know.
Exactly.
So you can't take the fun out without, you know, you leave the literacy in, but you also want them to have fun while they're there. So this year we'll be doing popcorn and we'll be doing snow cones.
Nice.
We have a lot of vendors coming in selling some things parents can actually buy.
Very good.
So if you want to buy some jewelry, if you want to buy some homemade goods or home baked goods,
right,
you can stop at those vendor tables as well. So we want the atmosphere and the spirit of a carnival while infusing it with literacy and reading.
Excellent. And what I really like about that, Sherry, is of course the focus will be on the kids. But it's nice that when you do have something for moms and dads and for grandparents and really just adults in general who are there, like you said, with the jewelry, with the baked goods, and really some good bonding time. And as you just mentioned, when you go through, especially for families that have been impacted by this tornado. A day like a Reading is Fun run will really help us just get back into what this event is all about.
Yes.
And spending time with family, but also taking our minds off the so-called impact that this has had and really try to put the focus. I'll get it out eventually.
It's coming.
On the positivity and the good times that we can have as a family together for the event.
Yes, yes, definitely, because we want to give children something to look forward to.
Exactly.
Right now, it's all about essentials. Mm-hmm. Shelter, clothing, food,
exactly.
Safety.
Very
Those
true.
Those are things that are topmost on the list for families right now, as it should be.
Right.
But children think differently.
Mm-hmm.
They react differently. They might not start talking about how they felt about that storm until months into the future. So what can we give them to lift their spirits?
Exactly.
Something
Good
to
way
look
to
forward
look at
to.
It.
And he had to realize these children that lost their homes and lost their things, they lost their books too.
Yeah.
Their parents lost their belongings. But if they had books in their home, they're gone.
Exactly. Especially when we think about the three elementary schools who were greatly impacted. So to have this event that really is about community, and I like what you said, this is really an opportunity as and kudos to you, Sherry, and the teachers pulling together, because you're already in a profession in which there are already the daily struggles that you deal with. But then when this is compounded on top of that, as teachers, you were able to put temporarily anyway your emotions to the side and you really looked at the situation as focusing on your fellow neighbors.
Exactly.
Your fellow friends.
Yes.
Other family members who have been directly impacted by the storm, even though you may not have lost anything, but you think about the ones who did.
Yes. And you really can't separate the two.
True.
As a teacher, every teacher knows you can't teach until the child is safe.
Yeah.
Until the child, their basic needs are met.
Exactly.
So we go for it every day, Monday through Friday, but those children are our children.
Right.
So if we hear about our community or our family
being
impacted by something,
right,
we are thereby also impacted by it. So then we step outside of ourselves once again, and that's the heart of a teacher.
Very
true. Doesn't stop in the classroom.
Right.
We go outside, especially for a school like Vandalia.
Mm-hmm.
We might be a small school, but we're Vandalia strong. So, you know, you come into our doors, you're adopted into our family.
I like that you said that, because that's exactly the thought that was going through my mind, that of course with an event like this, it's not just open to parents and students of Vandalia, but to really express the love in terms of invitation to invite those students who were greatly impacted during that tornado.
We want
come out. And to know that you have other students and you have other teachers that want to embrace you, that want to love you, that want you to remember what having a good time is all about.
Because they haven't had many good moments in the past week or so.
And
if you tell them, hey, this is coming up.
Yeah,
we're going through it right now, baby, but guess what? This is coming up.
Coming up, exactly.
And no, parents, you don't have to pay any money to come to this event. We want you to come and we want you to have a good time.
Love that.
Don't worry about not having the money to get there. Eventually in the future, we want to add a travel aspect to be able to go and pick families up.
Right.
We did it the first year.
Okay.
And we haven't been able to do it since because of resources. But we also want to add that if I have to rent a bus and if you call me and say, hey, I want to come, but I can't get there.
Exactly.
We've got plenty of resources that can go pick families up for the day
and
bring them out to the school and then take you back home.
Love
and that way those children can get what they need and families can get. And they can see their children being happy for the day.
Exactly.
And they can relax.
And that's what
breathe.
It's all about.
We're going to have the fire department there this year, so children can go visit the fire truck.
Right.
We'll have GPD there representing as well, Greensboro Police Department will be there as well. We'll have performers. We'll have food.
Great.
We'll have games. We'll have music. We'll have free books. So this is an event that you can come to and really kind of relax and enjoy yourself.
Wonderful. That ties in wonderfully with the obvious next question, Sherry. Who is invited to this event?
Everyone is invited. If you If you don't have any children and you know of a child that was impacted by the storm who doesn't have any resources,
right,
or they need something to do like that, go get them and bring them. Yeah. I don't care if they don't stay around Vandalia, right, because Greensboro was affected, not just the east side,
exactly,
not just those families. It was Greensboro,
right,
that was affected. So, yes, everybody can pitch in.
Mm-hmm.
Come out. And as long as we have it, we're going to give it out.
Excellent.
We're going to have food. We're serving hot dogs this year. Children's favorite food,
yes,
besides pizza.
Right.
But we're serving a free lunch, so they don't even have to worry about leaving and going home. So there's that hot meal,
exactly,
for them that day. You know, come out and get the books. We're going to give prizes away as well. We've got
beautiful,
so many prizes to give away.
Excellent.
So many things that they can come and they get their little raffle ticket and mm-hmm. they can sign up to win these things from businesses around Greensboro that
right.
pitched in and said, hey, give this away. Hey, they can have this and we'll give this. And it's been phenomenal. And I love that these businesses are stepping up and
exactly.
helping out so that these children and families can enjoy this event.
And hopefully, Sherry, as we are about to go to our first break of the morning, but before we do, hopefully there's some businesses listening right now.
I hope
on Community
so.
Focus.
We are always open to receiving new resources.
Right.
Vandalia Elementary School, you can contact me, Sherry Crosby, at the school. Just say Reading is Fun Run in the phone, and mm-hmm. they will connect you to me, and we will talk. And I'm willing to come and pick up resources. So it's yeah. not an idea of, well, how do we get it to you? I'm willing to drive. Me and yeah. Betsy, that's what I call my car.
I love
me
it.
Me and Betsy, we'll come right on out, and we'll pick resources up, books as well.
Mm-hmm.
If there's someone who's got an attic full of children's books
right.
that, you know, gently used. We don't want anything falling apart. But, you know, gently used books. You know you're not going to do anything with them.
Right.
Give me a call and let me know. I've got these books.
Right.
If it's a church, an organization, if mm-hmm. you've got these books and you want to give them, bring them out.
Yeah,
or let me know. I'll come pick them up and so that we can get them into the hands
of
the children that
exactly.
need them.
Very true.
They need something besides clothes and food.
Right.
You know, those are important.
True.
But for a child,
mm-hmm.
they want a toy.
Yeah.
They lost their toys, Renee.
Yeah.
They lost their toys.
Mm-hmm.
They lost their favorite books.
Mm-hmm.
They lost all their favorite things are gone. And
right.
to a child, those are the most important things.
Absolutely.
So how can we get those things back to them?
Right.
You know?
And I love that idea about contributing, especially if you are parents of empty nesters.
Right.
Say, for instance, and you used to read to your child and you still have those books.
Right.
Just lying around the house. You know, that would be an excellent way
yes.
to give back, to be a part of the Reading is Fun Run.
Yes.
Just some excellent ideas, Radio Family, that we want to pass along to you. And you mentioned this, but I want to reemphasize, Sherry, cost of this event. Is it a F-R-E-E
it's
kind of
F,
thing?
Capital F, capital R, capital E, capital
I
E,
love
exclamation
it.
Point.
Point. That's
it
right.
It is absolutely free. And that is because we want to alleviate the stress
mm-hmm.
of families not being able to afford
right.
to take their children if they have multiple children. Even if you only have one,
mm-hmm.
you know, the fare can be expensive.
Very true.
When you go and then you see the popcorn and you
exactly
see the cotton candy.
Right.
And mama, can I have? Mama, can I have?
Right.
And mama might not have it. You know, not
mm-hmm.
that she can't afford it, but that money is for something else.
Exactly.
So, you know, come and have a good time and enjoy those things.
That's right.
Like
absolutely.
I said, we're going to give it away until it's gone.
There you go. And that's what it's all about. By the way, the event, Sherry, of course, will be at Vandalia
yes.
Elementary School. And we want to share with you, Radio Family, indeed, before we go to break, that location, 407 East Vandalia Road.
Yes.
In Greensboro. Vandalia Strong.
Vandalia
I love that.
Strong.
That's right. We got one of the strongest here, Radio Family, representing proudly for Vandalia Elementary School. Sherry Crosby, family, mama, it's good to have you back.
Thank you.
You're looking good.
My butterflies are almost gone.
Almost gone.
Almost.
They were never there, trust. At least I couldn't tell. So I'm so looking forward to the rest of our conversation.
Yes.
On the 5th annual Reading is Fun Run. Does it seem like it's been 5 years?
I just said that to my husband. I said, has it been 5 years?
Yeah, already.
It's gone by so fast.
Yeah.
And I've never really stopped.
True. Yeah.
You know, advocating
mm-hmm.
for it. So
mm-hmm.
I advocate for it all year long. Because if I meet someone
yeah.
that would turn out to be a good partner.
Exactly.
Or a good connection.
Right.
I'm talking about it
there
all
you go.
Year long. So I never really stop.
There you go.
Doing the reading.
Reading is fun. Absolutely. And who better to talk about it than with family? With that said, how is Calvin and Lincoln doing?
They are well. They are upset with me.
Oh, because they couldn't come this time?
I don't know. I'm going to pass it on to you, Renee.
Which is why I wanted to mention them, Sherry. So, fellas, we didn't think about you. We love you. We give you a big radio hug. And look, Calvin and Lincoln, I know you'll be able to come next time. So yeah, I'm going to save a spot, especially for the two of them.
Yeah, because I can't do this without them.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many times they've hauled stuff up the stairs and down the stairs.
And down the stairs.
Into the car and out the car and into the school. And I had my poor husband cutting up watermelons last year. Uh-huh. Bless his heart, but he never complained.
Wow.
And that's the kind of husband you need, the one that can
absolutely
step up and say, baby, what do you need me
that's
to do?
That's right.
So, yes. Next time he's going to have to come.
That's right.
Right. He might take over, though. I'm just going to let you know.
Okay.
He'll be on your side.
He'll be on my side.
Right.
Hey, I can use a partner. Right. I can always use a radio co-host.
Don't
that's
tell
for
him
sure.
That.
I know. Okay, scratch that, Calvin. You did not hear that, okay? But seriously, we are coming back, radio family. Always great to be with you and always great to have wonderful company. Members of our community-focused family, definitely that in Sherry Crosby. We're coming back. It is more the weekend edition of Community Focus, and we'll be back after this break. Thank you so much, radio family, the weekend edition of Community Focus. It's on our intercom stations, and I, Renee Vaughn, thank you for your wonderful company, and include the wonderful company of members of our Community Focus family. Joining me here in the studio, teacher of Vandalia Elementary School, one Sherry Crosby. Now, if you're just joining us, our topic of discussion is the fifth annual Reading is Fun, what families can expect to see, what's new, what's different this year. And actually, Sherry, as we reengage in conversation, we kind of touched on this, but to kind of catch those up who may not have been with us for the first half of the program, where and when will the Reading is Fun Run take place?
It will take place at Vandalia Elementary School. That's 407 East Vandalia Road. Not to be confused with Vandalia Christian School.
Mm-hmm.
If you get to Vandalia Christian, you've gone too far. Turn back around.
Okay.
But we're a small school, but it will be hosted there. We have plenty of space for everyone to come out.
Excellent.
It will be on Saturday, June the 5th, from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
We will have the carnival portion from 10 a.m. until 12 p.m., and then we'll stop and we'll serve lunch.
Excellent.
And then we'll have some performances, and like I said before, we're going to give away a lot of prizes
Wonderful.
For children as well.
Absolutely. Now, how long have you been a teacher at the school?
This is my 19th year at Vandalia.
Excellent.
Yes.
Sherry, I did not know.
I'm starting to see my children who have grown up. They're starting to come back. They're getting ready to go to college.
Oh.
And like one of my interns this year was a child I taught in pre-kindergarten.
Beautiful.
And she came back and she actually volunteered in my classroom.
Wonderful.
So to see that is phenomenal because she still remembers pre-kindergarten.
Nice.
So pre-K is makes an impact, a big impact on a child's life. So when I see them come back like that, it really warms my heart.
Yeah.
Especially when they come back to Vandalia.
Right.
And they come looking for it. And so many teachers move on so fast. That the chance of you finding your teacher
nowadays.
Nowadays might not be as good as it would have been before.
Yeah.
So if I'm still there, at least you have one teacher that was still there when you were in school.
Exactly.
And the first thing they always say,
I love that.
Do you remember me?
Yeah.
Yes, baby. I sure do. I sure do.
That
I don't care if I remember them or not.
Right.
Yes, I remember you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they want to hear.
And
they always come right before they go to college.
Nice.
Because they remember elementary school.
Yeah.
They remember, oh, this is the place where I was embraced and I was loved and I was nurtured and I was educated. And you see where educated came in. First you have to embrace, then you have to love, then you have to nurture. Then you can teach.
Yeah.
So those elements are what Vandalia is. Like I said, we're Vandalia strong. And within that is, are all the elements of what it takes for the village to raise a child.
Absolutely. And the reason, Sherry, why I just love our teachers, love that you don't forget about your students.
Never.
You know, and I think about it for myself, even though it has been a while since I've run into some of my favorite teachers. I even think about some of the administrators.
Oh,
that are still around, even though they're long retired or they've moved on into other areas of public life, you still hear about them. And like you said, a similar situation where you can go and you see that person and you walk up to them. And like you said, that is the main question. Do you remember me? Some do. And some are like, well, just refresh my memory. And once you start telling them what it was that you did when you, you were that particular student. And it's just so amazing, Sherry, to see you as a teacher or for an administrator whose eyes just light up.
Right.
Especially when they find out what you're doing for a living. You know, and most of my former teachers and administrators, especially in this line of work that I'm in with the media.
Right.
It's really nice. And then equally so when you get to see some of your old classmates kind of find out what they're up to.
Right.
And then when they look at you and they're like, okay, wait a minute. I listen to the radio station all the time. And I never had, because see, the running joke was I was the nerdy quiet one until about my senior year that I really bloomed and blossomed. And
you're not quiet anymore.
No, not well, I can't be for this line of work. It won't allow me to until I'm gone from the station for the day. Then I get to be, you know, the calm, laid back Renee.
You have to bloom. Every child gets to a point in their life where they start blooming.
Exactly.
Usually when children come back, but right before they go to college, it's because they're about to enter into a different dispensation.
Very
of
true.
Their life.
So exactly.
They stop their public education.
Right.
And they're about to be an adult. Mm-hmm. And here it is. What makes me me? What was most impactful in my life? And
exactly.
It's always elementary school.
Yeah.
Let me go back. I remember this teacher.
Right.
She's the one that told me no when I wanted to do what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. But she told me no out of love.
Yeah. Exactly.
And, you know, those no's, they come with love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we come with the redirection comes with love.
Right. Exactly.
And, you know, they might not understand it at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But when they get older.
Exactly.
You better believe they come back and they say, thank you for telling
me. Oh, very
me
true.
That.
And what's also nice about it, too, Sherry, is that when we are at that age and as we grow and, like you said, as we blossom and we go back and we reconnect with wonderful teachers like yourself, it's loving that it's coming from another person outside of our immediate family.
Yes.
It shows that we love each other and we do it and don't necessarily have to be related by blood. You know, it's an extension.
Yes.
Of what family and community are all about.
It really is, because they're our children, and they always will be our children.
Yeah.
Even the boys don't like it when I say, come here, baby. I still pinch their cheeks, and they're like, I'm 18 years old. And I was like, you're still my baby.
Yeah.
You'll always be my baby.
That.
So, you know, I love that they feel like they can come back and still feel that safety and that love.
Right. Absolutely.
Because obviously we did it right.
Mm-hmm.
If they're coming back to us and they're standing in our hallways and they're saying, I remember and I thank you, we did it right.
Excellent
point. So, you know, we're doing something good at Vandalia.
That's right.
Vandalia strong.
That's right. And here's another good thing to stress, Sherry. Explain the importance of the Reading is Fun Run.
The basis of the Reading is Fun Run is actually research-based. Mm-hmm. So what happens is over the summer you have something called summer learning loss.
Right.
So what happens is the information and the skills that children acquire during the school year, over the summer, they lose a large portion of that because they're not constantly and daily engaged in learning.
Right.
And by no fault of their own.
Mm-hmm.
So if we don't continue to engage them, then they lose a lot of what they learned during the school year over the summer.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens in August when they get back?
Exactly.
Well, you have to reteach all that stuff.
Right.
Do you remember this? And children, honestly, sometimes they really don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when the end of the school year is a lot of cramming and getting ready for testing, for those testing grades.
Mm-hmm.
And so the end of the school year can be stressful for some students. When they get to summer, they're letting that go.
Right.
They're free and they don't have to engage every single day. And we want them to enjoy their summer.
Right.
But we also want them to remember to engage your mind by reading. Reading for school-aged children can increase cognitive development in children ages 5 up until the age of 14.
Right.
So to increase cognitive development over the summer would give us a chance of decreasing summer learning loss when they come back in August.
Mm-hmm.
Adding the element of fitness actually helps to feed oxygen to their brain.
Yeah.
When you feed oxygen to children's brain, it helps them create synapses in their brain. So then they learn quicker when they're moving, which is why you have PE in school.
Right.
Which is why you want them to give them brain breaks to get them moving. There's a reason that they do those things.
Exactly.
So adding those elements together, literacy and reading, helps children to focus. And remember that, let me keep reading over the summer.
Exactly.
Now, a lot of children don't have access to books.
Very true.
Or they've got the same books. They don't want to read the same books over again.
True.
So we've got books for older children, books for children in pre-kindergarten, all the way up to high school. We even have some adult books this year. Because if they don't see reading, then they won't read. Children do what they see, you know. So if they see their parents reading, then they're going to sit down. That's how I grew up.
Yeah,
my dad would be reading
the
newspaper, and I would go find something, and I would sit beside my dad, and I would read too.
Yeah.
So we have some books for our parents as well this year.
Very
good. They want to come in and look through those.
Right.
And take some things home for themselves.
And I think that would be an excellent example. In fact, a combination of the two, if you will, Sherry, for parents that are listening, and likely some who have already been doing this, is that when you're making your plans for your summer trips, mm-hmm. let that be an activity. When you're riding in the car, you know, even though the DVDs are nice, you get to watch the movies and everything, but switch it, flip it a little bit.
Right.
You know, make it a reading activity. Now, obviously, whoever's in the driving seat or driver's seat, yeah, you can't do that. You're focused
we
on,
need you to focus on,
right, on the safety. That's your primary goal, obviously.
Right.
But for the rest of the family, mm-hmm. you know, engage in a good book where everybody can read. I know for you and I, and I don't know how much of an age gap there may be between the two of us, but I remember on certain trips, it was reading Dr. Seuss.
Oh, yeah. That's classic.
Oh, is it ever?
Horton Hears a Who.
Yes. Green Eggs and Ham.
Because the theme for the Reading is Fun Run this year is going to be All the Places You'll Go.
Nice.
So when you get there, you'll get your card, and it's All the Places You'll Go at the Reading is Fun Run. So even the theme for the Fun Run is based on a Dr. Seuss book.
Yeah.
So you can weave books into every aspect of a child's life.
You really can.
What Lincoln and I will do in the car, if we're driving in the car, you know, Lincoln keeps his nose in a book. So if I can't read with him
that.
In the car, then mm-hmm. I say, tell me about this book.
Yeah.
If it's something that they're excited about mm-hmm. and to be reading, then they can tell you about that book. What are they doing? It's reading comprehension. When they're able to tell you what happened in the book, that's when you ask those questions.
Right.
Who are the characters?
Mm-hmm.
What happened in the beginning?
Yes.
What happened at the end? They don't need to know what you're doing.
That is the coolest thing to do, because normally it's our family members, our parents and grandparents that do the reading to us,
mm-hmm.
how nice it is to, again, flip the script,
yes.
if you will, and have the child read to the parents.
Oh, I'm trying to understand Percy Jackson. He's obsessed with Greek mythology.
Oh.
Well, actually, Roman and Norse and Greek mythology.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know when that happened, but if he's excited about it, he's not harming anybody and it's helping him, then, you know, I buy him his books. He tells mm-hmm. me, Mom, this is the next book, and I don't know what it's about. As long as it's age appropriate,
exactly.
then I go
That's
and I
key.
Get the book.
Very
but,
true.
He loves to talk about the book after he reads it.
Mm-hmm.
So books that involve history are really great for older mm-hmm. children to mm-hmm. read, because it involves elements of them learning history as well as being weaved around a plot as well. So mm-hmm. fiction is great, but nonfiction is great too.
Mm.
You know, pull an encyclopedia out.
Exactly.
You know, we don't even see those anymore.
We sure don't.
it's all online now.
Yeah, exactly.
If you pull an encyclopedia out, most children won't be able to tell you what it is, but there's so much information.
You know what, Sherry, and that's such a refreshing thought, because I really didn't think about that. When you compare a good old-fashioned book, and I know for me, and this is something I really need to get back into personally in this advent of technology, mm-hmm. which is really great for all of us, you know, in our various professions. But do you remember when you were a kid and you got a brand spanking new book to read, or even if it was gently used?
Oh, yes.
To just grab a hold of the edge of that page mm-hmm. and just hear the crispness.
That cracking
sound
when you open it.
Of the paper as you were turning the pages.
It's wonderful.
It is.
Especially if it's a story you're looking forward to seeing what happens next.
Next, exactly.
Series books are wonderful.
Exactly.
Harry Potter did a really good job at engaging children and waiting for that next story or the next part of the story. I love books like that. It's always about the story.
Mm-hmm,
I told Lincoln, I said, it's not about the book, it's about the story. Is it a good story?
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what the artwork looks like on the front of the book.
Right, does it capture your attention from the first page to the very last?
Yeah, because he asked me, why do you like Harry Potter? I said, it's a good story. It's a wonderful story. There's villains and there's good guys, there's bad guys. And I said, it's a wonderful story. I love a wonderful story. So engaging children in the story and the book.
And there's a lot of books that can do that, like you said, both fiction and nonfiction.
Fiction and nonfiction, mm-hmm. yes. And a lot nonfiction, I say that because a lot of children won't read mm-hmm. nonfiction because they think it's boring. But especially for little boys, they like to read things like comic books.
Right, right.
Things about science,
mm-hmm.
adventure stories.
Exactly.
They get more into that.
Right.
So then you try to give them what they want to read mm-hmm. over the summer, whereas during the year they might have to read certain books.
Exactly.
But during the summertime, let them go.
Yeah.
And let them read what they want to read mm-hmm. so that they'll be excited about doing it. especially since it's summer. You know, creating a reading corner in your house.
Right.
You know, and let them decorate it how they want to decorate. Oh, wow. Tell me what. I had a closet under, and to this day, I don't know if my dad knew that was my hideout. Mm-hmm,
right.
But I had I hung a sheet over it, and nobody could come back there except me, and it was just a pile of books.
Yeah.
And I would go there, and I would read. You
awesome.
Know, so
yeah.
I was a little nerd too.
Well, thank you. I wasn't alone. I love that.
And nerds rule the world.
That's right. And some still do. Hey.
Yes, they do.
Radio family, it's the weekend edition of Community Focus. Wonderful company, that of you and members of our Community Focus family, as Sherry Crosby, teacher of Vandalia Elementary School, joins me, Renee Vaughn. We are in wonderful conversation about the fifth year for the Reading is Fun Run. Again, we want to invite you. The event will be June 5th
yes,
from
will.
10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And it's going to take place at Vandalia.
No, June the 2nd.
Oh, June the 2nd. I'm sorry.
June 2nd.
Let me get that correct.
It's June the 5th annual, June the 2nd.
2nd. Thank you. Thank you. That's why you teach the way you do, Mama. So let me reemphasize that, Radio Family. June 2nd, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Vandalia Elementary School at 407 East Vandalia Road. Now, Sherry, the next question, what resources can parents take away from this year's event?
We're going to try to have the public library sends out the activity booklets
okay.
for all the libraries over the course of the summer.
Right.
They literally have an activity every day, and they're not right. all wrapped around literacy.
Mm-hmm.
Some are arts and crafts.
Yeah.
We have story time. Last year we went to a symphony mm-hmm. at one of the libraries. So, and it's so detailed
cool.
in there. So
yeah.
if you can't afford to take your child anywhere,
mm-hmm.
you know, financially,
right.
then you have something to take your child to every day, and then they have it broken down. By the library.
Nice.
So whichever library is closest to you, or
yeah.
if you want to travel to a different library because
right.
of an activity they're having,
mm-hmm.
we're going to have those pamphlets there as well.
Excellent.
We will also have some reading logs for children to take home. Gifford County does GCS Reads 30 over the summer.
Right, yes.
So if they read over the summer a certain amount
mm-hmm.
of minutes, then they're eligible to win something
right.
when they come back to school. So we'll have those reading logs.
Excellent.
They will be given out to parents.
Right.
We'll also have information about some summer camps that are going to be available for parents during the summertime.
Nice.
So we'll have those in there. We'll also have some people talking about health and nutrition
mm-hmm.
and healthy living.
Cool.
We'll even have somebody measuring the body mass index.
Wow.
I'm going to try not to go by that table. But he'll, you know, because you need to know those things.
True.
And when I was growing up, no one told me, no one actually said,
mm-hmm.
you know, you need to exercise or you need to eat healthy.
Mm-hmm.
We ate what was put in front of us.
Very
so,
true.
So, yes, it usually included your vegetables.
Right, right.
But hearing about how being drinking your water every day
mm-hmm.
and making sure that you move every day.
Exactly.
Now, we did those things out of habit.
Oh, yeah.
Because when we went outside, we was outside.
Outside,
we
exactly.
come back in and
right.
slam your mama's mm-hmm. screen door.
Unless you knew once you saw that porch light about
right.
to come on,
well,
you better
need to
get
be at
it
the house.
Right, exactly.
Right. But we were outside and we were playing. And in this day and age, children are more engaged on the inside.
Yeah.
Than
they used to be on the outside.
Yeah. So are parents telling them that anymore?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now is the time we really need to be emphasizing
well,
that.
Well, absolutely.
Put the video game down.
Right.
You know, I have summer rules in my house. Once you do all this, then you can go get in your technology. But
very
first
good.
You need to make sure that you read for at least 20 minutes. And
yeah.
you fix your bed.
Yeah.
And you do this and you do that and go outside for
mm-hmm.
an hour.
Right.
Then you can... whatever you're doing in technology, I tell you,
yeah.
some of the stuff that they got.
It's over my head.
I tell you. Thank goodness for my son, because he keeps me up to date.
Update, yeah.
Said, that's not what that means, Mama. I said, okay, baby, explain it to me.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll know.
Wow.
Because we have to know those things, too.
Very
we
true.
Have to be aware of
important.
What they're watching on
exactly.
on the internet. You
mm-hmm.
know there's still predators out there.
Right.
You know, there are dangers to our children as well with technology.
Exactly.
That just comes along with it.
Right.
So you want to be monitoring your children with technology,
mm-hmm.
but you also want to be encouraging them to put the technology down
exactly.
and go outside. And go out there with them if you have to.
Right.
Even if you got your chair at the door and
yeah,
you got your iced tea in your hand.
Exactly.
And maybe go play.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
They don't have to go far. They just need to get out there
yeah, exactly.
and soak up that sun and get that vitamin D.
I'm telling you.
Sunshine gives you more
exactly.
than light.
Right.
Gives you energy as well.
That's true. And we talked about this jokingly earlier with the word sprinter.
Right.
Which is a combination of spring and winter. That is the new word. But in all seriousness, Sherry, as the weather once it does initially decide to make up its mind to be spring and stay spring, we think about the summer season as well.
Yes.
As the temperatures do get warmer, you know, how great it will be, like you said, to soak up that vitamin D, to take advantage of all the benefits that the sun can give us. Of course, at the same time, apply the proper sunscreen, take the necessary precautions. Like you said, water is an excellent way to stay hydrated. And it's also teaching our kids that that is such a nice, if not even better, alternative to all the sugary drinks that are out there.
Right, right.
You know,
even the snow cones that we're going to be giving away is, don't tell anybody this, sugar-free.
Well, just whisper.
So you don't have to worry about your children getting a whole bunch of sugar that day as well.
Great. Fantastic.
Because they don't need to know it's sugar-free. You know?
Yeah.
But they just want a snow cone. Because it's clear. You know?
Exactly.
And they get those same things that they can get because you can make healthy snacks over the summertime.
That's right.
Your children can enjoy fresh fruit.
Exactly.
My goodness, I showed an egg to my children one time in class and they had no idea what it was. So I had to back up. I was like, wait a minute. We can't talk about the effects of the egg.
Right, what an egg actually is.
So,
wow.
You know, there are things that we assume children know and they don't know. They don't know about how much water is in a cucumber and a piece of watermelon and how it fuels their body. And about fresh fruit and how important it is. About vegetables and how important they are. So that's our job to reteach this generation those things that we grew up and our parents automatically gave it to us, but we were never taught it.
Right.
So we need to be teaching it to this next generation.
Absolutely.
So that they can teach it to theirs.
Excellent.
So this is very important. This event is about more than just having fun. The element of fun is included. But it's also about education.
Absolutely.
For parents and for children as well.
Because the one thing, Sherry, that no matter how young or young at heart we are as we age, this is the one thing that will never change. We never stop, ever stop learning.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If you get to the point where you say, I don't need to know anything else, you might just stay in your house.
Yeah.
Nobody knows everything. If you're a good teacher, then you're telling yourself that every day. What else can I do? What else can I learn? Exactly. How can I grow?
Right.
If you're the teacher that says, I don't need to know anything else, then you might be in the wrong profession because they're counting on us to stay on top of all of that so that they can get what they need from us as well.
And again, such appreciation to you, Sherry, and all the wonderful teachers that are out there and hopefully a lot that we have listening here on the Weekend Edition, that's right, of Community Focus. Well, speaking of this being a community and family event, how can we, Sherry, as community, become involved in helping our children become successful readers?
We can engage. Mm-hmm. It's so easy to say, go play.
Right.
Go to your room or give them that tablet or whatever it is that they're watching videos and they're playing games on.
Right.
But a book is so important to a child because it does so much more than engage them in a story. It's teaching them how to read words. It's teaching them orientation of a book. It teaches them so much more than just the story.
Right.
If you're engaged in a story, they're going to be engaged in a story. And like I said, create that reading corner. Pick a corner. Let them decorate it.
Right.
Give them that time. That's their special time.
Yeah.
Put books in your house.
Yeah.
A lot of people, they want to hide their books.
Right.
I have books all over the place.
Yeah.
My poor husband, bless his heart, we got more books. I got boxes of books downstairs and a whole bookshelf upstairs.
Upstairs, right.
Lincoln has his own bookshelf, and he's just surrounded by books. And then he has his books.
That's
so
awesome.
I need to give him his own shelf.
Yeah.
His books, bless his heart. We've taken over.
And I know that collection is going to grow as he grows.
Exactly. But if they don't see books in your home, they're not going to be inclined to pick them up.
Exactly.
Appropriate books. Appropriate books.
Very true.
But leave those children's books out so that they'll see them and they'll pick them up and they'll say, Mommy, can you read?
Right.
20 minutes is not a lot of time.
No.
It's not a lot. Give them that 20 minutes.
Exactly. And just imagine how much they can take in within those 20 minutes.
Yes.
Absolutely. Sherry, I tell you, when one is having an amazingly fun time, which I always do when we get together, have a couple of more questions, and then we'll have to wrap up the show. That's the one thing. I just wish Community Focus could be a little bit longer. But this question, why do you feel it's important to continue to serve children and their families, especially well into the summer months?
Because teaching never stops.
Yeah.
We're not just their teachers from August to June.
Yeah.
We're their teachers all the time. A good example are all the teachers that got up and went out and did whatever it is they could do to serve their families after this tornado. You know, teaching never stops. So when we re-engage with our parents outside of our time and let them know that we're always there for them as well, then they're going to give that back. And then you're going to create that element of a village.
Exactly.
And then you become strong together that way.
Right.
If our children have a good foundation of love and support, then we won't lose them to the streets. Mm-hmm. And we won't lose them to gangs or violence, or they won't run away. And they'll feel so encouraged and supported where they are that we can raise them and develop them and give them the character and strength they need to become that adult that we want them to be, because these are our leaders. Now, you might be looking at your child and saying, my child might not be a leader. Your child is going to lead in something in their life. Mm-hmm. Everybody's walk and path is different. Everybody has different destinies. But we want to encourage our parents to know that they can depend on us
as
well.
Absolutely. Lastly, with the Reading is Fun, a two-part question. How has it changed you not only as a teacher but as a mom and a person?
It has been a journey. I'm going to say that.
Okay.
And sometimes I might cry and say, I don't know if I can do this year, because it requires so much of my time. Mm-hmm. And I feel guilty about sometimes having to do something for the fun run and being away from my family.
Yeah.
Because we really cherish our time together.
Beautiful.
Because those years go by so fast.
Yeah, they do.
Child and you look at them and they're four, next time you look at them, they're 14, and then they're 24. Those years fly by. So you don't want to miss any of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like the fun run has really changed me as a teacher, because it has given me a specific focus based on my passions.
Mm-hmm.
And my passion is children. And my passion is reading. And my passion is moving. You know, I want to keep moving, because a body in motion stays in motion. And a body at rest stays at rest. Mm-hmm. So as we get older, you need to kind of reprogram your body to continue to move and not want to sit down. You might want to take that nap.
Yeah.
But, you know, make sure you get your heart pumping and you get moving.
Exactly.
And I've had to reteach myself a lot.
This.
Now, as I get older, something might not work like it did in my 20s, so I might have to do some adjustments.
Oh, yes. Oh, I can relate to that.
Even if all you can do is go walking.
Yeah.
Take a walk, just keep moving.
Do a little something.
But it has taught me to pay more attention to my body as a mom, because I want to be there to watch my child grow up. As a teacher, it has given me a focus for my passions.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to be the kind of parent that my child can say, I want to be that kind of parent.
Love that. And love the time that we had together. To recap, Radio Family, the fifth year of the Reading is Fun run, June 2nd, from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m., Vandalia Elementary School, 407 East Vandalia Road. Is there any other or additional contact information you'd like to share?
I can be reached. The phone number for Vandalia is 336-370-8275. If you want to call and ask how you can help, maybe they might not know what they can do.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to just call and ask how you can help, if you have resources you want to donate, whether it be books or water or if you're a business and you want to participate by donating a prize from your business, we give away a lot of kids' meals.
Mm-hmm.
We give away a lot of activities that for fitness over the summer for children.
Right.
Give us a call, or you can reach me at my email address, which is crosbys@gcsnc.com. So I can be reached at that phone number or that email address.
Excellent.
And I will get back. And there's also a page called The Reading is Fun Run on Facebook. And you can also leave me a message there as well.
Wonderful. Well, Sherry, you know what me, my dear, no goodbyes. Just until next time, Mama.
No.
And so looking forward to it. Thank
next
you so
time,
much.
Calvin's going to be over there.
Right
with
on my side. That's right. And you'll have Lincoln with you.
Right.
So we're going to keep it a family affair indeed. Thank you so much. Always great to see you. You're
thank
so welcome.
You so
and always great to hear from you, Radio Family. Indeed, until that next time, for another weekend edition of Community Focus, I'm Renee Vaughn, along with Sherry Crosby. Enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of this weekend. Take care.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year, Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow, it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.